This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Governor Polis says the state has secured more aircraft to help battle wildfires. Colorado will add an air tanker and a pair of firefighting helicopters to its fleet.
The reason it's so critical to reserve these capabilities is we are competing with other states to extend these contracts, and many of these fires hit at the same time.
The governor's announcement came on a day when multiple fires broke out across the state. Some of them forced people to evacuate their homes in eastern and southern Colorado. Meanwhile, firefighters in Colorado Springs contained a small fire within a few hours. The National Weather Service warns of more fire danger this weekend. Starbucks workers in Superior became the first in the state to unionize Friday. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Workers cheered inside their store's lobby as they watched election results roll in on a laptop. Saga Quist is a high school senior who works at the coffee shop. She was one of several watching.
We have been pushing for this for so long, and to finally see it go through and see all of our hard work pay off, it just feels great.
Quist and other workers say they'll push for higher wages, looser rules around tipping, and more structured scheduling in upcoming bargaining sessions. Six more Starbucks shops in Denver and Colorado Springs are scheduled to hold union elections later this spring. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A little bit of snow for the mountains today, which are under a winter weather advisory, but another day of high winds across the plains. You're listening to CPR News.